Persephone Books presents an unabridged recording of Someone at a Distance by Dorothy Whipple, read by Susan Wooldridge. Chapter 1. 1. Widowed, in the house her husband had built with day and night nurseries and a music room, as if the children would stay there forever instead of marrying and going off at the earliest possible moment, old Mrs. North yielded one day to a long-felt desire to provide herself with company. She answered an advertisement in the personal column of the Times. Old Mrs. North's husband had spoilt her, but now that he was dead and her three children married, no one spoilt her any more. She didn't come first with anybody, and she didn't like that. She considered that a woman who had brought three children into the world is entitled, in old age, to be the object of their care and attention. What was the good of having children if half the time you never saw them? Cicely, her daughter, who might have been a comfort, had chosen to marry an American and lived in Washington, sending lavish parcels, it is true, during the war and coming herself as soon as it was over, but going back, of course, and leaving her mother lonely as before. The late George North had founded and brought to prosperity a hosiery factory, but though his sons still drew substantial incomes from it, neither had gone into the business. Howard, the elder, was in the Foreign Office. It had seemed a distinguished career when his father had arranged it for him, but as a consequence, Howard spent his life with his wife in the East, both near and far, and his mother rarely saw him. Only Avery, the youngest of the family, remained near her. Avery had acquired a partnership in a firm of publishers with offices off the Strand, known for 15 years now as Bennett and North. He had a house in the country 3 miles out of the little town of Newington, where his mother lived, and went up to London every day, which took him an hour. Old Mrs. North incessantly complained that she saw next to nothing of Avery, his wife Ellen, or his two children. Of the children, the boy Hugh had just started his compulsory army service, and the girl Anne was away at school. Avery was always in London, and Ellen was always busy because she had no maids. Nobody had maids nowadays, certainly not those who lived in the country.
"Why don't you all come and live with me? This great empty house," said old Mrs. North from time to time.
But her invitation was not accepted, and she really didn't want it to be. As it was, she was able to nurse a perpetual grievance against her daughter-in-law for not coming to see her more often, and if she had had her on the premises, she would have had to let that grievance go. Also, the children would be too much for her. The young were so exhausting. So she was able to go on pressing them to come, well knowing they would not, and to complain that she never saw them and had nothing to do with herself. Mrs. North had a housekeeper, a Miss Daly, who, reinforced by day women, kept everything in apple-pie order, but who had an unfortunate passion for singing in the chapel choir. Unfortunate, that is, in Mrs. North's opinion, because for one thing she considered that Miss Daly's voice should never have been heard at all, it was far too powerful, and for another, it took Miss Daly out on Wednesdays for practice and on Sundays for performance. The chapel choir was Miss Daly's burning interest, and Mrs. North resented other people's interests. Her housekeeper's singing and her daughter-in-law's gardening took up time that should, she considered, have been spent with her. She felt entitled to their time, Miss Daly's because she paid for it, and Ellen's because as Avery's wife she had a duty to Avery's mother.
"But I'm an old woman," said Mrs. North to her son.
She said it bitterly because she didn't like being old.
"I suppose I can't expect Ellen to spend more time with me than she can help." "Ellen's always busy, Mother," defended Avery. "You know day women have it all their own way these days. We simply can't get anyone to come so far out of the town in the afternoon, so Ellen always has to cook the dinner herself. She does an immense amount of gardening. William Parks is old. He has as much as he can do with the kitchen garden and with looking after the mare when Anne's at school. You should turn